You won't go back, but you're going to stay on course, for what you have taken hold of holds you. Mm-hmm. God says, when you spoke to your friend, your words were full of life, and they bear fruit. I gave you those words, and will continue to give you words to speak boldly, words that are full of life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, in just a little while, your perseverance will yield a harvest of righteousness. You know I have worked in you. You know what is within will come forth for my glory, just as you asked.
For the Lord says that you have felt that there's not a compassion in you the way that you have felt it, that you've not been able to demonstrate it. But he says, yes, the demonstration of compassion is coming through your words, and it's coming through your actions, and it's coming through your thoughts. So don't fear and don't hold back, because my compassion is flowing through you.
And the Lord says, don't be ashamed, and don't pull back from even the anger you're feeling, for you want to stomp your feet at that situation, but know that there is a place for righteous anger. So let it come forth in a way that is expressed with love and grace, that one would change. For I have seen what is in your heart, your passion for change, and your heart for that one. So let it come forth, for it will have an effect.
And I say to you that I have made you to be a powerhouse in my name. For Christ is in you, and he is coming through you. And the things that you're doing, the actions that you are portraying in your family and in your household, that they are making a difference. And there is a shift going on in the atmosphere of your home. And I am setting a new order in your house, even in your children, even in your relationship with your spouse, even your extended family. So I say, open your eyes and see my hand moving.
Oh, yeah. The Lord said, you have grieved thinking you need to pray more, yet I hear your heart as prayer, for truly you commune with me all day long. You cry out to me, you speak to me, you draw on me. I'm well pleased with you, daughter. You do pray, and you pray often. And I hear, I will respond.
For indeed I have put a new heart in you. And that heart is soft, and it's pliable, and it's full of compassion, and it's full of love. And I have put my seed into your heart, and I've even spoken to that seed, and I've called forth for growth to break forth, and I have seen that growth break forth, and I'm even causing you to release impartation into those around you, because the Christ is being formed in you, and now you are stepping into a place of greater maturity, and I am able to even release my life through you into situations and into lives and even into the region and area where you live and where you work and where you play.
So the Lord would say, you have questioned, am I the salt of the earth? I think I have lost my saltiness. But I say to you, no, you have not lost your saltiness, for this is a fresh and new day. For even as you woke today, I declared over you, it is a new day for you. Step into the grace I have for you. For what you've walked in the past, I say, is freshly there for you again. Mm-hmm. What was where you stepped aside, mm-hmm. I no longer look at that, for I see what's ahead. You have been called, and you are the salt.
And I have put my peace in you to bless you. And I caused my peace to extend into your emotions, and to extend into your memories, and to extend into your past, and to extend into your future. And I say that, yes, you are walking in my peace. You are walking in my peace.
For those things that you have done, even this week, that seemed like little things, I don't judge as little. For I say, that was an act of faith. That was an expression of trust in me. I saw it, and I was pleased, for I say, this is one who will trust me. This is one who has chosen not to walk by the flesh, not to walk by her strength or her wisdom, but will trust me. For know, the one who is faithful in small things, I will grant much more.
And I say to you that it is not too late, for I have placed you in my timing, and I have not let you go beyond the bounds of my timing. So you can rest in me, knowing that it is not too late, that I am unfolding your future, and I have a future for you, and I have a calling that I'm rising up inside of you and forming you to walk into, because in that calling and in that walk, you will see the demonstration of the Christ that has been being formed in you. You will see maturity rise up and come forth.
For I heard your cries, even as you sobbed and soaked your pillow. I have heard those cries, but I say that there is a depth of crying that comes forth as intercession. So do not judge yourself as one who is faithless, for I have seen you interceding. So let those tears come forth and join me in that place of crying out for that one. For even together we stand before the Father and say, Father, let your grace and mercy abound.
And you pray for many for healing and for deliverance, but I say to you that I am your healer. I am your deliverer, and today I am releasing healing in your body, and I am bringing deliverance to you. And I say this to you and for you, for this is your day, and this is your time, and I am your God, and you are my people, and I am putting the full dimension of my blessing to work inside of you, around you, and in your family. Today, it's for you. Receive it. Take it. Draw on it. It is for you.
You know, it's no small thing that you would care for those other ones, that you would take care of your home and take care of your family in a way that's responsible. And you say that our means are small, and it seems that my efforts make little ground. But I watch and I see, and I see that above all else, you've created an atmosphere in that place. An atmosphere in your home that those children, that your husband, that those who come into your home find peace there. That is no small thing. So continue to know, I am pleased. I value the atmosphere that you have made in your home.
For in the deepest part of your heart, you have become a worshiper of the God Most High. And I say that, yes, indeed, you have stepped into the place of worshiping me in spirit and in truth. And your worship, it pleases me. It's an aroma that I desire and that I inhale and I am pleased by. So I say to that even as you worship me in your home, as you worship me in the workplace, as you worship me, as you're doing your errands and driving your children and going all the places to go, that's an atmosphere that you will take with you, and it will be released. It will be released into the region. It will be released down streets and into neighborhoods and into businesses. And this is no small thing. It's a great thing. It's a powerful thing, for it's a dimension of life. And you've let it blossom in you and grow in you and expand in you. And you've learned to worship from a deep place that draws on my life, that not only fills you, but will fill everything around you and every place you go.
I would say to you, change is ahead. Change is ahead. If some of it is uncomfortable to you, for in the past you've been unsettled by change. But yet you continue to persevere and find that steady, sure place. So I say to you, I am an anchor for your soul. I am the anchor for your soul. As you take hold of me, you will stay steady, even as change comes. For you know how now. You know how now to take hold of me. So the anchor is there. Hold on tight. For you'll not be undone by the change.
And you will cross over, and you will enter into the new, because I am with you, and I formed you for such a day as this. So do not fear, but keep your eyes on me, because I will continue to fill you with everything that you need, all wisdom and all observation and all right thinking to enter into the new. Do not fear, for I have surrounded you with my presence. I have given you the abundance of everything that you need, all that in the spiritual and in the physical, and you will cross over, you will enter in, and you will overtake. This is a new day and a new season, and I made you to enter into it.
Yes.
Father, we just thank you that you have words of life for us. That your life is blessing. Lord God, we receive it as fertile ground. We let it soak in and sit